Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Maureen B. from San Diego.
My name is Maureen, and I'm an alcoholic. I was just asked to do this about 10 minutes ago, so I'm very unprepared. A lot of you have already heard my story. It hasn't changed. At least it hasn't changed that much. It can. I've been a speaker for 10 minutes before I ran out of time. I've been a speaker for 45 minutes before, and I ran out of time. So now I'm going to try and speed it up, and I'll probably have 8 minutes left. Just watch. I know. I can feel it. Anyway, I'm born and raised in San Diego. I come from a very large family. There was 5 boys and 3 girls, and strict Catholic upbringing, Catholic school, Catholic girls' school in high school. And in fact, at one point, I even wanted to be a nun. And very soon thereafter, I found alcohol, and that went out the door. So I started drinking from a very, very early age, and I was a blackout drinker from the very beginning. And, I swear to God, I prayed that I'd just be a pass-out drinker. You know, then you're on the floor and you're done. But a blackout drinker, you know, you still operate. And I did some crazy, crazy things when I was drunk. 20 years ago, I've been doing this for 35 years. I just got a 5-year kick, and it's a miracle that I'm even up here with the life I've led. 20 years ago, I told, at one point, I had 2 502s. I got busted for drugs, and I have totaled 3 cars. Now, you're probably calculating that, well, 2 502s and totaling 3 cars. Yes, I got away with one. Well, it was good, yeah. But the problem is, I totaled my brother's car. I borrowed it, and the last thing he said was, don't wreck it. And, of course, I ran into a parked car, and I was leaving the scene. And this all in a blackout. I was leaving the scene, put it in reverse, and I backed up into the house, so. And for some reason, I crawled over to the passenger side, and when the police got there, they didn't think I was driving. So it was a freebie. But I didn't learn from it, and that happened when I was about 18 years old. So basically, 20 years ago, you know, they sent me to the AA meetings and all this court stuff, and I didn't want to be a part of this. I didn't want to be one of you. So I didn't think I had a problem. My problem was a car problem. You know, it's getting in the car. You know, it's drinking and getting in that car. So basically, I quit driving. And a lot of my friends would take me around, but it got to the point where I was such a pain in the ass, I was a blackout drinker every time we went, that they didn't want to take me any longer. So I isolated for many, many years. And my husband, we've been together for over 30 years, married for 26, and that's how our relationship started, was in the bar. He still drinks to this day, and we're still together, and I've made that decision to stay there. But I guess probably about 5 years ago, I lost a dog. I lost an animal, and the little son of a bitch died on my birthday. I mean, how could he do that? And so I drank for a good 3 months. My birthday's in January. My sobriety date is March 16th. And I drank for 3 months. And the last 10 days before I came here, I had 7 half-gallons of vodka, and I drank it in 10 days. I wanted to die. I just wanted to die, and that wasn't working. And what happened was I was in a blackout, and I woke up with my head in the oven. And this is funny now, but it certainly wasn't funny then. I had forgotten to turn the pilot light off. So basically, I was getting hot. I wasn't gassing myself. And the good news, but you know what? It's very funny now, but I had God in my life, because if I didn't get hot, I wouldn't have woken up. You know, I would have been dead. So, you know, here I go off to a rehab, the second one, and I'm thinking, oh, not this again. And they hand me a big book, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, not again, not again. So I went through the 30-day, and I finally came to this, I came to the conclusion that, you know what, suicide is always an option for me. I can always commit suicide. I'm going to at least go to this AA stuff again, and this time I'm not going to necessarily participate, not that I ever did, but I'm going to just listen. I'm going to go to meetings, and I promised myself I'd do that much, try not to drink, and listen. So I did that for a long time, and I listened, and I'm sure I heard a lot of things, because I did keep coming back, and I did not drink. And probably about 3 or 4 months into my sobriety, I went to a meeting. It was a women's meeting, and one lady, 3 weeks in a row, just shared about shopping and about going here and going there, nothing about AA. And about the third, fourth week, she said, ladies, I have to apologize to you. I wasn't speaking from the heart. I wasn't being honest. You know, that's not the kind of shit I wanted to hear, you know. So what I did, I quit going to that meeting. That honesty and that speaking from the heart never left me. Never left me. And I continued to go to meetings. And probably about 6-7 months, I decided, well, you know, maybe I can get a sponsor. I don't have to do all the steps. I'll just do, I like 1 and 2 and 3. And, you know, 12, I can always help people. So I'm going to do 12, and I'll get a sponsor, and we can go from there. And I didn't have to do 4 because, you know, for some reason I had this thing in my mind that I was a perfect human being. So I had no character defects. Well, I mean, this program was really rough for me when I really got involved. I mean, a rude awakening. So I started going through the steps. And, you know, with my Catholic upbringing and you know, I'm very religious, the third step and the higher power thing was very, very difficult. I thought I would just get this slam dunk and, let's move on. I couldn't. This took me so long because I couldn't figure it out. I knew what religion was and I knew what the ceremonies were, but what, I couldn't get the spirituality thing. You know, it was really, really tough to me. And I sat on it and sat on it. And, you know, I still have trouble getting it, but you know what? I'm getting a better understanding of it every single day. And I pray every day, and I talk every day. I'm not a get on your knees type of prayer person, but you know what? I have a conscious contact with God today, and that is, you know, that word conscious is so important. Because going to Catholic school, I could tell you the Hail Mary and the Our Father, and I had said it so many times it was rote, and I had not a clue what it meant. But now, my conscious contact with God, I know what it means. I know what it means. And he has helped me tremendously getting through the day. The first year, you know, the Serenity Prayer. And after I really got involved, I started doing service work. 11 months sober, I was secretary. I mean, at one point, I must have had 5 or 6 commitments. And I mean, in-your-face commitments. I mean, you had to suit up and show. And, you know, with this meeting, I started immediately when this meeting started with the treasurer. I got up here, and it's not because I want to get up here and do public speaking. I don't want to learn how to public speak. But there's so many fears that go along with getting up here that I have to deal with that I come up here because I want those in my face. You know, there's no other program in this world where you can work a program and have the opportunity to learn about yourself and to be a better person. You know, that's an awesome thing. You know, here I thought I was this perfect person. I am so far from perfect. But you know what? I've got a lot of material to work on, you know, by finding that out. And it's, you know, my second year of sobriety, I was so overwhelmed with all these character defects that were just hitting me, and it, you know, bam, 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 that I couldn't handle it, and I was going to quit. And it took me about 6 months to turn that around into this feeling now that I have today, that it is an opportunity of being better, of being a better person. Am I almost done? Please. But anyway, I have this opportunity today. Today, I still do quite a bit of service work. Well, I'm up here. You know, this is the last minute. And I said, hey, I'm a last resort person. Don't push me. And so here I am. I do a cake commitment here every week. I sponsor people. And, you know, the thrill, I have a life today. And it's just unbelievable how happy I am today. You know, yeah, I do have a husband that drinks, and he drinks like I do. But you know what? I love the man. And I'm dealing with it. You know, it's not always pretty. I can go 6 months, 7 months, you know, just wonderful, and then all of a sudden it'll hit me in the face. But I deal with it, and I've made that decision. What else have I done today? You know, I have friends today. You know what? I didn't know what a friggin' friend was. What is a friend? You know, I chased so many friends away 20 years ago that I didn't have any friends. And women? Oh, come on. I was one of the guys. You know, you go out drinking, always ask Maureen because I could keep up with the guys. You know, the guys would always ask me, but nobody else. And I had fun with the guys. So when I started going to these women's meetings and these women were hugging me, I thought, you know, check your back pocket. They're in my, you know, they want my money. You know, there's something. You know, I didn't trust that because I couldn't give it. You know, I couldn't give it, let alone why would anybody want to give me a hug? But, you know, these ladies, I have a Saturday morning meeting that I go to every Saturday morning, and it's a women's meeting. And, you know, it's such a strong, strong support group. And it's almost like a little community within the AA community. You know, we all say we'll go to any lengths to help anybody out in this program, and we mean that. But these ladies, I think, would die for each other. And, you know, that is potent. And when I go to that meeting, it's not poor me, poor me, poor me. It's let's find a solution, let's find a solution, and let's find a solution. You can't get any more powerful than that. And these women, you know, I love them. I love them to death, and that's my favorite meeting. Well, maybe this one, too. But anyway, I don't really have a lot more to say, but thank you very much for letting me share and putting up with it. And I'm under 10 minutes. Is that good or what?